Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. We have a real treat tonight. We got Chris Sand, who is an Akashic Record reader, on tonight, and I'm excited to have her with us. So I'm going to bring her on now. Hello, Chris Sand. How are you?
I'm well, Kelly Jo. Thank you so much for having me on.
For people that don't know, what is an Akashic Record?
So, everybody has an Akashic Record. So, the Akashic Records holds all the information of everybody's soul's past lives. So, it holds the culmination of what you have done through every single incarnation. And everybody has a quote-unquote Akashic Record.
Okay, so now people will know that. Cool. How did you get started in this?
Well, actually, I got started as a medium, meaning that I speak to the dead on the other side. I've been doing that since the age of 3, and I've been reading tarot since the age of 5 and reading for other people since the age of 8. So I got started being an intuitive, being a medium, also being an animal communicator as well. And I got into the Akashic Records about 14 years ago or so, and it's really opened up new possibilities for me and different ways to do readings and different avenues for people to get additional information. So it's sort of been a lifelong thing. I've been doing this for over 45 years, a culmination of all my gifts. And it's been a lifelong passion.
Yeah, I'm Heinz 57 too. I don't have all the words for all the stuff I do, but I'm multitasking.
Exactly, you have to.
I do pets, I see dead people, I can find people's houses that they're going to move to, down to the wallpaper.
Which is awesome. It's so wonderful to be able to have that ability to help somebody.
Yes, it's an honor to be able to read someone's energy. I mean, it isn't often that you get to get all over somebody's energy in a day, you know, and they trust you to do it.
Absolutely, it is an honor. I love that. So I wholeheartedly agree with you.
Well, I guess we'll get started. I have a 11111, so I'll let you go first. And I will ask them, hello, what's your name, where are you from, and what's your question?
Hi, yes, I'm Pastor. This is Lisa, Arizona, and thank you for taking my call. I'd like to know if I have someone in the past by the letter R. You have some situations, and I'd like to know if he is already in peace with me. I mean, not. Has he been looking for me? Has he been looking for me? Like, wonder where I'm at.
You want me to take this one, Kelly Jo?
Yeah, you take the first.
No, I'm getting no, he's not looking for you. I get it that you kind of need to do your own thing, that he isn't looking for you, but you were asking, is there a level of peace? Is that what you were asking about?
Yes.
I'm having a hard time hearing what you were saying. I'm so sorry.
Yes, well, I'm wondering if because I know I saw him 2 months ago, and And I heard him, he was asking this gentleman about me, about my name. I heard him, but he didn't see me. But, yeah, I want to know if you have – so my second question is
– You don't get two questions. You only get one.
Sorry, one question. Yeah, the first one.
Let me answer your first question. I'm getting that you have to be empowered, and this is something that in this lifetime you're going to have to do by yourself. And I'm getting that this is something that you're definitely going to have to know your power. I pulled some cards for you, and it's all about empowering you. And this isn't about the other person. This is about you need to go on your path to do things for you. And just because you saw that person and they may have inquired about you, I get that this is all about you. And you need to not use somebody else as a crutch. That other person is at peace and just wanting to know that you're at peace, but it's not like somebody is searching and searching and searching. So don't get hung up on that. Don't be like always reliant upon that. Be at peace with who you are and that you know that you need to take back your power and you need to do these things for you. And I hope that helps.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and you do need to move forward, hon. You're getting stuck in the past all the time.
True.
You know, so move forward. There's nothing for you backwards.
Oh. True.
Okay. All right.
I was just wanting to know that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you can do it. You can do it.
Okay.
All right. Have a good night.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. 216. I'll take
Hello?
This one. Hi.
Hi, Kelly.
What's your name?
Hi,
where
Kelly
are you from?
Joe.
What's your question?
Hello. My name's Sharon from Ohio.
And what's your question?
Yes. Okay. You get right to the point, too. I love it. I've been at my job a year and a half now. I love it. Tomorrow, I have a meeting to go over. It's not really a review. It's to go over my goals for the year. It's the first one I've ever had because of COVID and everything. They didn't do it last year when they hired me. Do you feel this is going to go good, Kelly? You know I'm so nervous.
They're
it's
happy,
like
happy, happy. So they're telling me they like, because you do the work of three people, so they're very pleased with you. And there might, if there is a job that comes about, apply for it because it'll be more money and good benefits.
Yeah, I already have benefit. I know what you mean. I know. They may give more money is in the benefit package.
Right,
and they're
right.
Very happy with me. I know, well, that's two questions. I'm sorry. One of the leads, I know she's happy with my work, but she can be kind of dishonest. She's the younger one, but she's
Don't
happy
worry
with
about
my
it.
Work. I know.
Don't worry about
Thank
it.
Thank you, Kelly Jo. You made me feel so much better. I get so neurotic. Thank you,
I wholeheartedly agree. I think you're doing exceptionally well. So I don't think you have anything to worry about whatsoever. In fact, I think you could almost use it as a bargaining chip, that if something else comes along, you can say, hey, you know, I know you're happy with my performance here, but you know what? I've been offered something else there. If you want to keep me, here's my bargaining chip.
Another in another department. Yeah, and what Kelly Jo just said, the first caller, I worry because I've had such bad experiences at other jobs. You can't look at the past, and she's so right.
No.
Thank you. So I know. I got to look forward and stop thinking. It's
forward
thinking,
ho,
thinking.
Young woman.
Thinking. I love my dog I adopted, too, Kelly Jo. You were so right. All right, you can get to the next caller. Thank you. Thank you so
All
much,
right,
both of
welcome.
You. Okay, I really mean it. Bye.
Wish you well.
Bye. Okay, next one's yours, Chris Ann. 904. Hi, 904. Where are you from? What's your name?
Hi, this is Stacy from Florida.
And what's your question?
My question is, what do you see in regards to some strained family relationships? Do you see that getting better?
No, I don't, to be honest. Short and sweet, no, I don't. And you know what? It's you have to embrace that masculine side of you. And I hate that we sort of say it's masculine and feminine, but you know what? For lack of a better term, I'm going to say that. You have to embrace that masculine side of you. I pulled the masculine card, which is saying that you need to stand your ground. Do not acquiesce. Do not give in. Don't cave. You know you're standing up for what you need to stand up for, so don't cave. And even more things are going to come to light.
Okay.
So, you're good.
Yeah, and what I'm getting right now, anything that doesn't serve you for your highest good is going to go bye-bye. That's people, places, and things. And it is not a punishment. So anything that no longer serves you is going to go bye-bye. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're clearing the deck for new things.
Okay.
And
you're
that's a good
strong soul as well. You know, we're getting a lot of strong, independent people calling in, and you absolutely are one. So don't think that you need to rely upon somebody else.
Okay. I know that.
You know, and then when the time's right, boom, enter stage right, correct people, places, and things. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you still don't have a lick of patience, so you got to learn patience. It's going to be there. Your timing is impeccable.
Okay.
But don't be needy glum.
Right.
There you go. You have a good night.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Now, 205.
Hi, ladies. Oh, I didn't think
hey.
I was going to be in. No. The phone hung up on me a couple of times, so it was meant for me to talk to you ladies. Patricia, Alabama, and whatever spirit, whatever message is from spirit, please. Thank you.
Go ahead, Chris Ann.
Sure. I'm pulling some cards for you. So
Thank you. Let's see.
So, you know, there's going to be some things. So I got a couple of make a sacrifice. The other card is know your fears and then honor the woman within and the connection to divine and the connection to nature as well. So what this is telling me is there's going to be some things that you're going to have to sacrifice. There's going to be some things that you're going to have to let go of. You're not going to want to, but you know what it's going to be within your highest and best good. Don't allow your fears to manipulate you from taking that next step forward. Get rid of those fears. It's okay to make a sacrifice because it's going to be a huge outcome for you in the very near future. And I want to say the 3 to 6 month range. You're going to see a big result that's going to be wonderful and it's going to be very, very joyful for you. So, yes, you're going to have to make some sacrifices. Yes, things are going to be a little bit hard in the moment, but see the bigger picture and it's going to be fantastic.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm getting you have a multitude of ancestors around you helping you. And be open. Don't go with preconceived notions. Does that make sense? And you're going to have an opportunity come out of the blue, like lightning out of the blue. And here's your dime. I don't say here's your quarter. Here's your dime. So things are going to change on a dime for you. So just say yes and don't hesitate. He who hesitates is lost.
Perfect. I love you, Lynn. Thank you so much.
You're
Many
welcome.
Questions.
Have a good night.
All right, you
Have
too.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Okay. Now, how do we get a hold of you, Chris Ann?
So there's a couple of ways you can find me. My business name is Elemental Energies with Chris Ann, and that is my business name. My website as well. It's www.elementalenergieswithchrisann.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Elemental Energies with Chris Ann, and of course, my phone number is 207-641-5070. And I do private readings. I do intuitive artwork. I do distance Reiki. I teach all my techniques and all that wonderful stuff as well. So there's a multitude of things on my website. So it's Elemental Energies with ChrisAnn.com.
And me, you can reach me at KellyJoePsychic.com. You can find me on YouTube, Kelly Jo Psychic on YouTube. And my phone number is 561-333-5367. Okay, so we'll go to 215. Hello, 215. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
This is Ann in Washington, and I was wondering, I don't know if it could be that quick, if you could tell me something in my process record.
I could hear the tail end of what you ask.
Can you tell me anything in my Akashic record?
I'll let Chris Ann go first with that. Go ahead.
So a lot of times my Akashic record readings are private readings because there's a big, it's long and drawn out. I don't normally do them on the radio. I normally do mediumship and other sort of past, present, future on the radio. But what is coming to me a lot of times when I'm doing Akashic readings is I'm getting visuals. And one of the visuals I'm seeing is you in the 1800s living in the middle part of this country, and you're growing your own food. You are harvesting everything. You are taking care of everything. You're a very self-sufficient person. Another self-sufficient person calling in. I love that there's always commonalities with the group that we get. And you need to know that because in that particular lifetime you were self-sufficient, which is saying in this lifetime you can be very self-sufficient as well. So if you're not somebody that's very connected with the land, if you're not somebody that's growing things and developing your green thumb, I highly suggest you start getting your feet in the dirt and your hands in the dirt, because that is something that's definitely a visual that's popping in my head for you.
Yeah, I agree with Chris Ann, you should do like an inside herb garden or something. And if you have a place to grow tomatoes and lettuce and cucumbers and stuff like that, do it. What you're doing is you're grounding yourself right now. You're learning to really connect with your spirituality. And but don't get stubborn because you're stuck in, you only know what you know. So, in other words, open up a little bit more and quit being so stubborn.
Don't we all
Any
need
other
that?
Questions? Alrighty then. But you are moving forward, and just know that, and you are going to move, and when you move next time, it'll be your forever home.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you for those messages. I'll
You're welcome.
Okay.
Have a good one.
All right. All right. 775. If I can
Hi.
Get it to work.
Yes, I will. Can you hear me?
Hello. What's your name? Where are you from? What's your question?
Okay. Jessica from New Jersey. And I was going to ask you about a move to possibly back to my hometown if maybe I was being in a little bit of denial about wanting to move back there, but I see all these elemental things going on your website, so I'm wondering what you're picking up. I just connected with this horse at this horse stable that actually is in my hometown. So,
well, you are going to move back home.
I agree.
Oh,
I agree. Well, you need to go back home.
And then you're going to be in a red brick house with 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, split level, and it's the shape of a U.
Okay. Rather than moving out of state, because that's the other thing that was, like, pulling at me, but...
No, you're moving back home.
Yep, I'm getting
go
back
ahead,
home.
Go ahead,
Sorry, not sorry. But you know what? You're going to be able to reinvent yourself when you move there. You're going to find that there's new things that you're going to reinvent about yourself. There's going to be new aspects of you that are going to come to light.
Well, that's what I was thinking about with this horse stable, because I do healings. I do healing work for horses and humans.
Wonderful.
And I connected with this horse recently that is at that stable in my hometown, and I'm wondering, like, hey, I wonder if they're going to, I'm going to end up doing work there, like if they'll, there's
going to
be interest in my work.
Well, you're going to get some kind of a, I hate to interrupt, sorry, Chris Ann, you're going to get some kind of license so that you can do the horse energy, and at your new house, you're going to have a kiln, you know, where you do clay work and stuff, and you fire stuff.
Oh, my God, I was just thinking that the other day, because I used to
And you're
going to
find an antique kiln for sale, and you're going to get it for a good price, and bada-boom, bada-bing. Go ahead, Chris Ann, sorry.
I was going to talk about your healing work. So wonderful that you're getting your creativity work, too. But are you using unicorn healing energy with any of your work that you're doing? Are you connected with the unicorns?
I don't even know about that, but I know that people call horses unicorns.
They do, absolutely. Horses are the incarnate of the ancient unicorns. So look up Diana Cooper. She is fantastic. She is somebody that I studied with from England. She does a lot of work with unicorn healing energy. Whenever I do Reiki, if somebody's unicorn steps in, that means that person not only needs a deep healing, but they themselves are a healer. So it's that energy works with the healer and works with the person that you're working, the client that you're working with as well. It brings your work much, much deeper, especially since you brought up the elementals. One of the biggest healing ones are the unicorns. So try connecting with some of that ancient energy.
Wow.
It's going to take you to the
next
level.
And you are going to go to Ireland.
Oh, I would love that. Oh, that just gave me chills. I would love that. Kellyanne, what did you say about what was going to happen for me at the horse stable? I couldn't hear that.
Who? You're asking
me?
You're going to do like some form of gin-chin on the horse, and you're going to have some kind of licensing that you're going to get so you can do work on the horses.
Oh, I don't need a license to work on the horse. I just need people interested in having their horses and themselves doing healing work. I need them interested in wanting to hire me.
Well, there's some kind of a certificate or something that you're going to get.
Okay, but do you see that actually, like that stable actually interested in me, like working out of there?
What have we been, yes, that's what we've been talking about, darling.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's not going to be just that one.
No.
Word of mouth is going to pass.
Right.
I know, I want that. I love the horses so much. I just like, thank you. I'll look up unicorn healing. That sounds really exciting.
Definitely.
I love it.
If you can't find anything, get in touch with me because I do it as well, obviously. So,
okay.
It's cool.
Oh, glad I called. Thank you very
much.
All right.
Have a good night.
I wish you well.
You too. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
I used to do energy work on horses, too. I still do. I can get them to turn in, turn out, and do gin-chin and get that going for them. Here, 519, Chris Ann, you're going first.
Sure.
What's your name? What's your question? Where you're from?
Canada. And my question is, can you connect? I have a friend that passed away. Are you able to make a connection?
You have a whole tribe that's with you. You don't just have a friend that's on the other side, but you have an entire tribe on the other side. So just know you're never alone, period. But yes, I'm getting, you know, you don't need to worry anymore about any, when we cross over, we don't carry the same pains and worries and things from this lifetime to the other side. So you don't need to worry about that. Everything is good. Everything is fine. You're the one that's left with the stuff here, not those that are on the other side. So let that go because it's okay. But, you know, I also want to say that you do have a lot of animals around you as well. And you're feeling them. You're feeling the animal. I know you called about your friend, but I'm telling you about the animal. You have an animal that's with you that's on the other side that's coming to you here that you're feeling something brushing up against, like your right leg, and every once in a while crossing in front of your legs and brushing then to the other side of your left leg. So it's on the right, then crossing in front of you, almost tripping you. So that's like, hey, pay attention. You're not alone. Hey, pay attention. I'm here for you. Hey, pay attention to what you're doing and stop getting your head in the clouds.
Ooh, thank you. That was my cat, I think it passed away a year ago.
And your friend did cross quickly, and have you had a dream of her yet?
A dream? No, I haven't had a dream, and it was a quick passing, yes.
Huh?
It was quick, yes.
Yes, but you're going to have a dream of her, and she's going to use static electricity to contact you, and she wants you to remember the trip. You took a trip with her, correct?
No, this was a childhood friend.
But did you guys, do a lake or she's talking about something that you did together?
We went to the park, and there was a creek.
Okay. Well, she's talking about a body of water, and she's talking about playing.
Yeah.
And what's the joke about the fish?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Was there
bloodsuckers
or something? There's something about that, too.
Oh, yeah, bloodsuckers, yeah.
Bloodsuckers! Well, that's what I'm hearing.
Bloodsuckers, that's a good one.
But that's your acknowledgement that you know that it's her.
Oh, thank you.
But you're going to dream her, and she's going to mess with static electricity and electricity in your home when she comes through.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Yeah, definitely. That's a good sign. I like it when they can do stuff like turn stuff on and off. That's awesome.
Oh, she'll do that. She'll blow the light bulb for you.
Okay, good.
All right.
Take care. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good night. Okay. Oops. Where am I? I lost my place. Did I do 775? I don't know. Did
Hi.
I do 775?
You did a different 775. I'm a different one.
Oh, okay. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Thank you. My name is Wendy from California, Sacramento. And my question is, a couple weeks ago, I don't know what happened, but I guess I got distracted, and I love my mini iPad, and I haven't been able to find it. I don't think I threw it away by accident. I hope it's in my bedroom or maybe in the hall outside my bedroom.
It looks like it's under a whole pile of stuff.
It's in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? That rings true. Is the pile of stuff in my bedroom?
Yep, I think it's to the left of the doorway.
It's to the left of where?
Of the doorway.
Well, I'm sitting in bed right now, so is it to the left of my bed?
When you go in the doorway of the bedroom, it's to the left.
You know what? I threw a whole big pile of blankets and pillows to the left of my bed, and I pulled it out once, and I tore it apart, and I couldn't find it. But
I'm just telling you what I see.
Yeah. So it's
right.
To the left.
To the left. That's what they're telling me.
When do you think I'll find it?
You're going to find it.
Soon.
It's in the house. It's right there. Go ahead, Chris Ann.
Yeah, you're going to find it very soon. And, you've looked like a million times. You're like me. You look right at it, and you're not seeing it.
Well,
but
you know what?
Find it.
I probably put it in a place that's illogical, and I was thinking at the time, well, I'm going to keep it safe so it won't fall or break, and it was like in a logical place. So the host of the show really hit a nail on the head because she said it's in a pile of stuff, and boy, I think she's right.
Awesome. You're welcome. I hope you have a good night. You'll find it.
God bless you both.
Yeah, have a good
Take
night.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right. I think I have operator error here. I don't know if I did 415 or not. Hello, 415. Did we do you yet? Hello? Nope. Nobody's there. Okay. We'll go to the next one, 919. Hi, 919. What's your name?
Hi,
where are you from?
Name...
And go ahead, Carolyn. I mean,
Hi, my
Chris
name is...
Ann.
My name is yep. My name is Sandra, and I'm in Georgia. And my question is regarding my relationship with my girlfriend, my partner. How do you see this mm-hmm. going?
Well, you know, as you were saying that, I'm getting there's going to be a little bit of uphill battle with things. But you know what? I think it's just going to be a matter of having a straight, honest, forward talk. And just being honest and putting things on the table. You know, you just need to know you're important. You just need to know
Excuse
you're
me.
Valued.
Hold on. Don't
yeah.
rattle whatever you're rattling, ma'am, because we can't even hear
oh,
what
okay.
you're saying.
Okay,
oh, go
okay.
ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, I would just have a conversation and just you need to know that you're cared about. You need to know that you belong. You need to know that you're cherished. And, you know, you need to be open and honest and say, this is what I need. And I think once you're able to have the conversation and say, but listen, this is what I need. This is my deal breaker. I need to be cherished. I need to be loved. I need to know I belong here. If you have that conversation, things are going to shift. It's going to be a little
okay.
bit of an uphill battle.
Yeah.
No.
I totally
okay.
concur, but you guys got to communicate because sometimes you guys hold grudges and you do nanny nanny boo boo, and you guys need to cut that out.
It's true. That is very true. Okay.
But you have to
okay,
know that
so
she's your best friend and you're her best friend. So.
Okay.
You guys are a good team. Remember why you
away.
Fell in love in the first place.
Okay, because I
yeah,
was two
I
seconds from
walk
walking away.
Away
so.
No, I wouldn't
okay.
walk away. I wouldn't. And if I thought you should, I would tell you. But I'm not telling you to walk away. Quite the opposite.
Right.
I'm telling you to have the conversation and just sit down and say, listen, this is what I want, need, and desire, and it happens to be you. But I want you to want, need, and desire me.
Okay.
Yeah, because you guys
All
aren't
right.
done yet. It's not a broken arrow. So don't
Mm-mm.
throw the baby
okay.
out with bathwater.
Oh, God, she is so good because you are in my head. Okay.
Okay, well, I hope my voice stays in your head and helps you. You
Thank
have a good
you
night.
So
God
much,
bless
ladies.
You. You're going
to
be okay.
Blessings
Calm
to
down.
Y'all both. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, let's see. 815. Hello, 815.
Hello.
From,
Hi.
What's your name and what's your question?
Oh, my name is Whitney, and I'm calling from Arizona. This is my first time doing anything like this. No one ever usually picks me or reads me. One question I have is, who is the bird or is that bird that comes to my house every night someone?
That's your,
that,
do you have
me.
A father figure that's passed on?
Yes, my grandpa.
Well, grandpa, it's your grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it.
I agree.
He also is showing me, he liked the character in The Wizard of Oz, the Scarecrow.
Really? I never knew that of him.
Well, that's what I'm seeing. That's what he's showing me. And he's showing me candies that are in wrappers. Did he give you butterscotch candies or something?
No. No.
But who is it that's dead who used to give you butterscotch candies?
Oh, I don't know. It's been a long time. But not a male. I don't know any males that would have given me those.
Male, female, whoever, there's butterscotch candies over here. Can't help but the dead people show me.
I don't know. My grandma Susie, maybe?
You know, yeah, because there's somebody with butterscotch candies. And there's also someone that played piano. All your dead people are showing up.
Oh, my God. Played piano. I don't know who played the piano either. I got to get with my dead people.
Do you have anybody alive who you can ask who your dead people are?
No, I'm at Costco right now. I knew somebody would
pick
me up.
No, honey, do you have an older person that is alive that you can ask who all these dead people are?
At some point, not right now.
At some point, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not right now because you're shopping, but yeah. But you are going to get a better job offer this year, so look for it. Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, my gosh.
I just wanted to say that, you know, your grandfather has been around you in many lifetimes, and that's why he's coming back to kind of keep an eye on you, because he cares. He's interested in what's going on. He's part of your soul family. So, you know, just because you didn't have many years with him in this lifetime doesn't mean that you didn't enjoy many years with him in other lifetimes. And the soul remembers.
That's so crazy because I didn't know because he always leaves my sister dimes and things, and my sister saw a medium and he came to talk to her, and I was like, I just feel like I'm like the last card in the deck.
You don't need a medium. Yeah, but you don't need a medium. He's coming to you directly without the intervention of a medium. He's coming to you in the form of a bird so you can visually see him. So you have an amazing gift that you recognize the synchronicities of these guys coming around you, and that is your gift. So you don't need a medium to know you're loved and you have those around you.
Now,
thank you.
I'm not trying to interrupt you, Kristen. Do you have children yet?
I do. I have a son.
Okay, well, because he was showing me a son. Do you want another child?
Yes.
Well, there's another boy baby around you.
Well, that's what the medium told my sister, too. She said that
you're
going to
have
right
another
now.
Son.
No, oh, that's what I wanted. Aww.
And he'll have, like, the dark brown hair and the green eyes.
Oh.
Go ahead, Chrissy, and I just had to tell her that.
No,
thank you so much.
I think that's wonderful. And, you know, just appreciate your gifts for what you have, and don't compare it to, like, your sister's or anybody else's.
Thank you. That makes me feel so much better. Thank you, guys, so much. That makes me feel so much better, yes.
Good. I'm glad.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You have a good evening, hon.
You too. Bye-bye. Take care.
Okay. 906.
Is that me? I believe that's me.
Hi.
Hi, my name is...
I can't talk. What's your name? Where are you from? And what's your question? And Chris Ann will take the question first.
Okay. My name is Ann. I'm from Upper Michigan. And
I'm from Clare.
Yeah, there's nothing
I know where you are.
Do.
Okay, go ahead. I'll shut up.
Okay, that's okay. I've been wanting to talk to you guys for a long time, but you pick up my husband, but not me. Okay, here's my question. I have a lot of family problems with my son and his wife and their three boys. And I don't know if there's something going on I don't know about, but I feel like they're never allowed to come over. There's always something they have to do. And I feel like there's something going on that I'm not being told about, but I don't know if it's that or if it's just me.
I think it's her.
It's the wife.
Yeah, it's
your
wife.
You're right. It is the wife.
It's her. Yeah. She's manipulating everything, and you could give her a tray of gold, and she would see it as a tray of something else.
Yep.
yeah, good luck. Unfortunately,
I just wanted to make sure I was on point with this. I mean, I
you're
think
not
psychologist.
It.
I see a psychologist over this because I think I'm losing my mind, and she mentioned to me,
it
she
isn't,
said,
and, but you got to be very careful saying anything against her because the male son will divorce you before they divorce them.
Oh, mm-hmm. Believe me, I know that too. Yep.
Okay,
yeah,
so
I'm sorry.
So you'll have to just take it as it comes. If you get to see the grandkids, great. If you don't, fine, because she's a manipulating, controlling brat.
You are the second person that has told me that. The second gifted person that has told me this. And I've always known this, but you know, you need some kind of, what do they call that?
Confirmation.
Validation. Yeah. There's the word.
Yeah.
I had someone tell me.
Your gut feeling has been right 99.9% of your life, darling. Don't start doubting it now.
Well, thank you for that, because I've said that to my husband. I said, you know, when I was fine when I was alone, because I always went with my gut, and it never, ever, ever took me astray. But now when I put other things into it, I let other people put things in my head or whatever, and I follow the wrong path.
Yeah.
Follow your gut.
You know.
Your gut's always right. You've always had good spidey senses. You're very psychic. You're very aware. Use it.
Thank you. I needed to hear that.
And then
when you
pray for your son's highest good, an exclamation point, and that's it.
All right. I will do that. Thank you. I needed that verification because I'm telling you, these kids want to come over here so bad, and we have so much fun with them, and it's always, nope, they have to do schoolwork. Nope, they got to do
but
this.
But they'll
nope,
know.
They can't.
They'll know when they get older because
when they get older,
the manipulation is happening to them.
Right.
Yeah, I
so don't
already
worry,
know.
When they get older, when they get 18, they can do for themselves, and they'll come over and see Grandma.
Yeah.
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. Thank you so much, you guys.
You're welcome.
I really, really, really appreciate it.
Wish you well.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great night.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. We got another one, and 727. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, Kelly, Joe. It's Jill. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Jill?
I'm doing great. So I just wanted to see if you could tell me what you saw coming up this month for me.
You want to go first, Chris Ann?
I am pulling cards as we speak. Sure.
Oh, great.
So what I'm seeing is, you know what, there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be coming into your path that you have needed to do. Things that are going to be shaking things up because you need to get rid of your old habits, that old, like, holding you back and that sort of, like, voice in your head that tells you you can't do things. You need to get rid of that self-doubt, because you're going to be moving forward and moving ahead into some wonderful things, actually. And it's not just for the next month, but it's for the next, like, 3 months. And you're going to be having some other people step into your path that's going to be helping you with your big goals, because you got some big things coming in for you. Are you thinking of, or do you already have a business and you're going to expand it, or are you thinking of starting your own business? Because I'm seeing you being able to stand on your own 2 feet in a really big way.
No, I have a job, and I'm trying to get out of what I'm doing now. And I've
mm-hmm.
been applying to jobs, and I've had a few phone interviews, but I haven't gotten to the next step yet.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to. And I wouldn't be surprised if you go off on your own. I really wouldn't, because I'm seeing you being able to stand on your own 2 feet.
Okay, that's interesting, maybe. We'll see.
Well, I'm seeing, like, you'll be the administrative person for the right now. You know, you'll get an administrative job. And then I totally concur with Chris Ann that you'll have your own business in the next 3 years.
Huh. Okay. Do you have any idea of what kind of business?
It'll be eclectic and very, it could be like boutique-ish, And that's the flavor of what I'm getting. And it'll be something that you just are thrilled with and you'll have fun with it and you'll make money doing it.
Huh. You're more creative than you give yourself credit for, and I think you're going to be using your creative gifts to do things. But you know what? The other thing I'm seeing, I'm seeing chocolate all around you. So I don't know if you create chocolates or you need to eat chocolate. And there's my twofer. So if you need to eat chocolate, here's my trick that I do when I'm in pre-COVID times, when I'm in large groups of people. A lot of times when I'm in a large group, sometimes if I'm not careful, sometimes my energy can get sucked dry. So I pop a little bit of dark chocolate into my mouth, and that helps me to sort of maintain my energy. So either you need to maintain your energy with a little bit of dark chocolate, or you create amazing chocolate. I don't know which, but I'm getting chocolate.
Okay. That's fun.
Well, thank you, Jill. I hope that you have a good night.
Oh, you too. That was wonderful. I appreciate you both. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you, Chris Ann, for joining me tonight. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll see you all in the future.
Thank you so much.